men are under the impression that a naked woman's body equals permission to touch, disrespect, or degrade a woman. Recently, I had an encounter and was told that it is not, what was the word they used? Oh, it's not mistressy for a woman to be undressed or scantily clad when dominating someone. Which is funny because, you know, I personally have this stance, and this was my inspiration for this blog post, Clothed Male, Naked Female Femdom, that you do not have to be wearing an ounce, not a single fucking iota, of clothing to dominate a man, or woman, if you're into women. But I just, you know, I wanted to talk about this because it's something that I'm passionate about, and it's something that makes me really angry when men think, well, she's not wearing any clothes, it must be okay to behave like this. And the thing that makes me even angrier is that there are some unhealthy perceptions of women in the female form, and some of the comments, the negative comments and the negative thought forms are coming from other women who have just been taught, oh, well, you know, she must be a slut or whatever, which I think is total bullshit. So that was the inspiration for Clothed Male, Naked Female. And as you know, I like to do the flip side of a lot of popular fetishes. I love Clothed Female, Naked Male. However, Mistress Brighton doesn't really like wearing clothes a whole lot. I barely wear panties. You should know that. Basically, my inspiration for this post, as I've said, is, my experiences with men, but also because I like to do the flip side of popular fetishes. Clothed Female, Naked Male is fun. I do enjoy coerced orgasms, which are the opposite of being denied, you know, coming to the point where it's painful and you're begging to stop. But we're talking about Clothed Male, Naked Female. And there's a lot going on in the world, and I don't even want to get into that because I don't like to go there. It's not my favorite topic to discuss. And if you get to know me, you will notice that there are two things that I don't talk about. One of them is sports, and the other one is the state of the world today in regards to things that I'm not even going to mention. But it makes me angry because some of the comments, some of the unhealthy thought forms are coming from other women, and they are defending men's unhealthy behavior, and men are defending their unhealthy behavior. And I think it's total bullshit, the amount of whining that I have heard from men saying that what's currently going on in the media, I don't have to tell you, you can fucking Google it, is unfair. Oh, wah, all these men are being accused, wah, wah, wah. Let me get you a tiny violin. Get over it. Same goes for any woman that thinks that this is unfair. People need to be held accountable for their behavior. And this is me getting on my little soapbox and saying I'm sick and tired of people getting away with unhealthy behavior. And it's time for them to be held accountable for that, you know, without going into too much detail. You can figure out what I'm talking about. I have no patience for that. I have zero tolerance for it. If you start whining about how unfair it is for a man to be accused of doing something disrespectful or being held accountable for it, I'm just going to stop listening to you and the conversation is going to be over. So without further ado, we are talking about Clothed male, naked female. So, yeah, read my blog. And then if you would like a clothed male, naked female session, you can reach Mistress Brighton at 1-800-601-6975. That's all for now. Fuck off.